Hello, this is Grant with the Pink in Cardiff.
Hey Grant, this is Jesse calling from Rapid Unrecorded Line. How you doing?
Hey, doing well, man. Thanks.
Good. I had a conversation with my director. We went over the file together, and he definitely agrees with me in its strength, but also agreed with me in that we probably won't be able to, or we definitely won't be able to compete with their offer without additional financials. So I guess we're kind of in the phase of if you can get them over, then we can compete. If not, the most we could do is essentially like a $50,000 short-term loan. So obviously that's probably not what they're shooting for here. So I just wanted to kind of give you that rundown real quick.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm still, like I said, trying to get to understand Rapid, and I wasn't quite sure where you guys would land on the stone, you know, cutting and products that would be considered construction or not. But it seems as though in most in almost every construction industry, it'll be a similar case without financials. Like, let's say, for example, like landscaping.
So that's different. Landscaping is completely unassociated with our construction industry. So I mean, if we were to go, I guess take a quick step back here, Grant. Any loan that we're going to do that's above $75,000, generally speaking, we require financials, not necessarily on the front end, but at some point during the underwrite. So that's usually going to be a part of it as far as that size deal. But for like landscaping, for example, if we wanted to shoot for say like $100,000.
Yeah.
We could do that without having the financials on the front end, having the front end. We could offer you $100,000, give you a $100,000 contract for a landscaping business on a long term, say an 18 month, without any of the restrictions we've been discussing for construction. So it does differ from deal and industry to industry. But in this particular instance, this one is considered construction just because of the installation part. I know you were kind of describing how, for instance, OnDeck treats the different construction industries as like hard construction, soft construction, what have you. But in this particular case, given that it seems like they are doing all the installation and that is a major facet of their job, it's hard for me to make the argument that they really aren't totally construction, even with the circumstances. But when you have a industry that is, maybe even for example, this same industry, the stone cutting industry, if they are literally just doing the stone cutting and delivering, for instance, that the whole thing goes out the window as far as considering construction. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the basic facts of that scenario. So is there any chance you might be able to get those financials, or do you think
there's a slim chance? You know, I just know that we've been working with OnDeck to 3 to 4 years, so our sales rep have a lot of confidence in their funding process, and just that we haven't funded a deal yet. I think that they'll probably be like, should I go through the financials and the contracts, or just kind of do a quick online checkout? That's probably what they're thinking. But
yeah, it seems likely.
But this is still good news. I'm still, like I said, this is our fourth submission to you. And I wanted to show you, we do get good paper pretty often, and you know, it's not always in construction, obviously. But I just wanted to kind of see how you guys would react and see where this would fall with you guys. It's totally cool that it's not construction. I'm going to know that going forward. That it is construction. I'm going to know that going forward. But yeah, we'll just have to do our best to get them on the next one.
Yeah, no, definitely. And also, Grant, while I don't have anything handy myself in regards to like that email you sent over about their construction guidelines or OnDeck's construction guidelines, I don't have anything like that handy myself, but I can kind of work on something like that I've noticed that we generally do. It's usually case-by-case basis as far as what we consider construction and what we don't. So it's hard to say like anything particularly concrete as far as like they have a specific NICS breakout like that. We don't really have anything like that I'm aware of. But that said, that kind of gives us the freedom of making the argument that each business is maybe a little different. So like on a case-by-case basis, maybe the next time around, I might be able to convince them of this scenario being an actual non-construction industry. So that is kind of the good side about not having any like hard, truly hard guidelines in regards to that, because there is a little bit of flexibility in what we can do as far as getting around those restrictions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely different than on deck. They're hard aligned on those NAISC codes. You know, they're not going to budge for the ones that are red. But I thought I'd send it over to you because I figured you might find it helpful just to give you an idea of kind of, you know, what I view as probably your main competitor and how they view construction, because we do get a lot of construction. But yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, either way, I'm definitely glad to see this level of paper, like you said. So keep them coming, Grand. I hope we can close one of these things, man.
Yeah, I'd like to close one at least by month's end, and before I think Jeff Schubert was planning on coming out and meeting with us. So we'd certainly like to close out alone before he does visit, so we can have a little bit more to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let me know if on the off chance they end up not wanting to do the click the fun scenario, but otherwise I hope to talk to you soon and get one of these things in the door.
Absolutely. If you could just send me an email kind of detailing a little bit about what we talked about and what would be needed for this file, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, no problem, Grant. I'll shoot that right over to you.
All right, thank you so much. You have a good one.
No problem. You too, Grant. Bye.
All right, bye.